All right, what's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is, bro. No, y'all don't. But it's the real Lil Benzy, and you're back. Like, we're back. You're back. We're back. What, it's been a good, what, how many months since it's been, since I've been on my podcast? It's been, the last episode I had was in November 2020. That's crazy. Like, this is being recorded. This is April. So this is April 2021. It's been some months, y'all. I can already say it's a tremendous amount of growth. Like about, you know, you get pushed into corners. Like, you have to deal with certain stuff and you have to address things, you know, accordingly. And, you know, the world just, like, continuously remind me, like, why I should just go and, you know, push for what I pushed for in the first place. Y'all might get a little SMR with this because I'm snacking on some Cool Whip Light with some mutant strawberries. And, yeah. But it's a tremendous amount of growth. Like, we got to backtrack. We got to catch up. We got to get back to the main purpose. A lot of people really enjoy what I was doing on Instagram before, you know, Instagram got to being, you know, corporate America or whatever. But I'm like, okay. You know, at that point, I already knew what it was. So I'm just going to move accordingly. Like, I'm gonna play the game for what it is, but you know, y'all know where to find me. If you really enjoy Lil Benz, you know where to find me. Like, I'm not hard to find. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna do this, how many times a week I'm gonna do this. I don't know. It might become more my daily, depending on how I like organize what I got going on, because right now it's major organizing and crunching time. And like, I'm really trying to get my schedule together so I can maximize my incomes, you know, my free time, my creative time, and things like that. And it's like, yo, I really, you know, I'm really in a good position in my life to achieve a lot of things. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, it's really crazy. Like, yo, if y'all notice that I got two headphones on, that's because I just love music. Like, one side is music and one side is me. Making sure that my sound is coming through clearly and, you know, really good. I got an interface. I bought this with the money I made throwing ass on Instagram before I got booted on my day off. Like, I was sleeping and I woke up to all these rules, regulations, and everything. And I'm like, you know what? This ain't nothing but a sign from the universe to go ahead and pursue my own, you know, lanes. I feel like I have a good head start on a very, you know, strong and supportive community. And as long as I'm bringing the content, the realness, the raw, the utter truth, I think I'm gonna be okay. Because there's a lot of people out here that's tired of the facades and tired of the BS, tired of the you know, it's just tired. Like, I'm tired. Look, bro, ain't nobody finna wake up every day and just be sad. Like, I have my days where I'm sad, I'm down, I feel bad, you know, feel sorry for myself, whatever the case may be. But that's not my 24/7 mindset. And a lot of people, you know, either feel like my truth is a little harsh or I'm being, you know, depressing. I don't know, but I really don't care, because this is what I live by. Everybody can live however they want because you in control of your life. Like, you control that. Like, I can't dictate nobody else around here. And it's like, the older I get, I'm not finna keep selling myself short, because it's taking me a lot. Excuse me, like, this strawberry in my tooth. Like, I'm in a very good position in my life to, like, really be well off for the rest of my life. But I really have to put in this time, this hard work, this dedication, this motivation. Like, I have to go above and beyond. Like, what I'm doing right now in this year, 2021, I'm doing some things that a lot of people don't figure out until they almost 40. You feel me? Like, the other day, I was, like, doing some stuff, you know, doing some business on the phone with this lady, and she was, you know, helping with my personal information and everything, and I had to, you know, talk about my incomes and stuff, and, you know, and I was just, like, I couldn't hide what I do, so I explained to her, thoroughly, you know, and how I make money off my brand and off myself, and you know, my courage, break, you know, everything like that. Making it good, sugar and spice, everything nice. So I'm like, she was just like, and then I told her how old I was, and she was like, you're just like almost the same age as my baby. And I'm like, so I assumed she was like my mother age, and she did, you know, she's up there in my mother's age. And I'm like, you know, I don't be realizing that, you know, I feel like people make it seem like I'm old, but I'm like, 25 isn't old at all. Like, it's like 25 is like a real mature teenage years. Like, it's just, you really still got time to, you know, play around, enjoy yourself, you know, mature, experience and grow. And a lot of people spend a lot of their 20s traumatized, you know, messed up. People spend late 20s traumatized, messed up, and potentially can spend their early 30s traumatized and messed up. Like, it's an endless cycle. But I decided a long time ago, in order to get on top and get to where I wanted to go and get to where I needed to be, I had to go ahead and be honestly raw with myself. I had to tell myself the truth, like, that person right there is not healthy for you. That person right there ain't doing you no good. That person right there is not contributing to what you got going on. That person is not reciprocating and returning the same energy that you're putting in. Like, it gets to a point where you get tired, you get exhausted, like, this shit wears you down, and after a while, it can lead to other things. But it's like, it got to a point where I had to start taking accountability for stuff that I was doing, who I was dealing with, who I was dating, who I was associating myself with, who I was dealing with, who I was calling my friend, you know, because this is, people don't understand, like, I'm gonna take 100% for whatever motherfucker got to say about what me doing as a entertainer, a hustling, or everything like that. And crazy part is, it's like, it ain't get no fuck, because a lot of these motherfuckers that got something to say just mad because they don't know how to monopolize. Like, y'all have to realize the world is bigger than y'all little funky designer, who the most popular, who know who better, woo da ba da da bam bamboozle. I do not care. Like, I don't care. And it's like, you know, when we get bored, you know, we like a little bit of chaos and stuff like that. But I'm trying to put myself in a position where, you know, instead of being in some BS, I'm on an island, I'm on a mountain, I'm in another continent, I'm in another country. Like, I just don't feel like wasting time anymore. I mean, I have times where I want to be toxic and waste some time. I'm human. Everybody like a little bit of chaos now and again, but it's in healthy dosages. Because everybody not perfect and everybody not just 100% just right. Like, I'm not always right. You know, I get corrected, you know. But that's where, as adults, we put our pride to the side and we accept things for what they are and we move forward from it. Some people can't move forward from it and they see it. They can't take that embarrassment, so they go ahead and retaliate in anger. And it's like, I understand. Like, you don't want to be embarrassed. But at the same time, it's like, I'd rather be an adult and us solve our problems and talk about it than to us spend time not talking about it, us not enjoying each other, because you don't know when your last day or last moment is going to be on this earth. And you got to really be honest with yourself, because the world works in mysterious ways. The world does things that are meant to happen. You can't question it. Like, people are passing away and you think you're going to see them for the rest of your life. Or they going to be there for the rest of your life till y'all get 60 or something. Like, you, and then they gone. And me, it's like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for the negativity, because it's like, time is speeding up for me. Like they said, after 21, baby, that time going fast. That time goes fast. Like, yesterday, I could just feel like I was still just getting into St. Louis, getting my bags, just started at Onyx, and I was in that mug. Almost 200 pounds chubby motherfucker up in there getting my little bag and getting into my, you know, my deeds. You feel me? But today it's like, I don't even really have to, like, if I go to the club, it's like I'm in hustle mode right now. Like, right now, I got stuff that I want to achieve. I got stuff that I want to do. Just stuff that I want to get. So it's like, what can I do to make it easier? What can I do to make it harder on myself? Like, I challenge myself to do certain things, because I gotta adapt. You gotta be willing to adapt to evolve. If you're not willing to adapt to evolve, you will never, you know, get to the next level. You have to take pieces from other things, pieces from other puzzles, and put them together and try them out, formulate, find, like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I invest, like, right now, I've been really investing in my physical appearance. Like, I've really been in the gym 2 times. Like, I've been on it. Like, I've changed my times. I'm trying to get more time in. Like, really, right now, I am on it. Like, I want more defined legs. I want more sculpted body. I want this. I want that. I'm going to get what I want. I always get what I want because I put in the work. People don't understand anything that I've gotten today was because I put in the work. People don't understand that old-fashioned hard work still plays out if you have a blueprint. Like, if you have a blueprint for certain shit you can do. Like I'm going to be honest. Being, like, for example, being a rapper, you have to have some type of music beat formulate. You have to have some hook, something that's going to sell. Dudes think just because you talking about the same stuff they talking about, you think that your homies bouncing in your song. No, bro, it's a whole nother vibe. Like, you got to understand, these companies, these billion-dollar CEO companies want something that's going to sell and sell and sell. And some of y'all shit just don't sell. You feel me? Some of y'all do not know how to market yourself. Some of y'all do not know how to, you know, put in the time. Like, I'm going to compare it to OF bitches. Like, motherfuckers going to say, oh, da, 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 da. Man, I'm an OF bitch. I don't care. It is what the fuck it is, bro. Because the OF has not only took me away from having to be in the club most of the time, it's actually helped me fund my businesses, going do a lot of shit. You feel me? Like, helped me do a lot. And I'm grateful for that. I'm not saying, like, that's not the only way I could have made money, but man, right now, to accelerate, like, I'm 25. I want to have 3 fully functional businesses by the end of the year. By the end of the year, I want to be moving into my new condo or wherever I'm going to move. Like, I have goals for myself, and I got to write them down. I got to work on them. I got to move on them. I got to handle stuff. I got to put my big girl drawers on. I got to call businesses. I have to do that. People don't understand that this stuff is hard, especially when you don't have the background, you don't have the knowledge, the information. But I don't make no excuses. No excuses. Zero policy tolerance for no excuses. You don't know something? There's the internet. The internet knows almost everything. The internet has almost an answer for everything. You telling me that you can't find an answer to this? You're not willing to go get the answer for that? You're not willing to go get this? Okay, like, you have to understand, like, I am trying to let you, I'm trying to explain to y'all, like, it's levels to this. Like, you can't keep, you have to keep evolving. You have to keep going. You have to keep, you know, it's a movement. It is a movement. You have to keep it, like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be over here trying to work and do multiple things at one time. And, but it's a lot. People want you to sit here and explain the journey 24/7. Show proof all the time. Explain it. I can't do it anymore. I don't have the energy. The older you get, the less energy you have, the less tolerance you have. That's why I don't do toxic relationships, friendships, business partnerships, none of that. I'm not doing it. No bad karma, no bad juju, no bad everything from the heart. I'm not on that type of time. I'm not on that type of time. Right now, I'm trying to get in a position where I can take care of me and my people, my village, my community, my gang, my family, my whatever, my everything. I can't sit here and wait for somebody to give me permission to live. I can't sit here and wait for somebody to give me permission to experience life. I'm not on that type of time. Either you grow with me or you grow without me. And either way it go, because I'm not that type of person, I'm gonna wish you the best. Like, I don't got time to be wishing bad on people. Yeah, if my feelings was hurt back in the day, of course, I'm grown now, man. I'm older. I'm a little wiser. I've experienced. I've felt things, I've seen things, I've done things, and it's just like, this is what it is. But it's all based off y'all experiences. Now I'm in a position in my life where I make the best out of everything. I make a joke, a little bit of joke about everything. Like, I take it in with a grain of salt. Like, I be honest with myself, and it's like, boom, no, I gotta deal with this, I gotta deal with that. But that's just, it is what it is. I'm not gonna sulk about it too long. Like, I'm gonna cry about it or boo hoo about it. I'm gonna feel my pain about it. But I have to, like, whatever I need to do to get myself out of a funk, I'm gonna do it. If I gotta take a trip, if I gotta go hang out with family, if I gotta hang out at the club, whatever I need to do to get out of my head, I'm gonna go do it. Like, cause you have to understand, I think about so many things. People bring stuff to my attention, like I ain't already thought about it. And then it's, the world is funny because people make accusations with no proof. Like, I'm like, this is why, I'm like, man, they feel like the justice system over here. People be so confident that they think they know you because of some stuff that you do on the internet, or because of how you conduct yourself or how you carry yourself on the internet to the world. Like, the internet is just a job for me. It's a platform for me to pioneer my dreams and show other people how to do that, just being themselves and being honest and being nothing but raw and unique, living in your truth. I live in my truth, and I'm too real for reality. They can't handle me. And, like, you can't, they can't, they not ready for somebody like me to go out here and talk my stuff, because I'm not looking, I don't care, friend, foe, whatever, I don't care what you got going on. You disrespectful, I'm gonna check you where you stand. Like, I'm always humble and I'm always respectful. I give people their flowers that bust their ass. You know, I do what I do. I give, you know, I conduct myself like that because I don't want nobody, I want somebody to approach me the same way. You feel me? A lot of the time, a lot of people be like, I'm used to you being mad, cussing people out. And it just be like, you don't understand, like, somebody always opening their mouth to say something about what you got going in your life, but ain't saying nothing about what they got going on in their life. You know so much about me, like, you in my skin. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're not even on the same level. You're not even on the same mental wave. And it just be like, the higher I go up, the more I evolve. A lot of people get more angry at me, and I be like, bro, I don't care. It'd be like, sometimes it'd be like, damn, I really don't understand why people don't understand me. I'll be like, wow, people really don't understand. Because you got to get it how you get. You got to live how you live. You gotta hustle, man. You got to hustle. You gotta find a way and make amends down the way. I'm going to do my part for the world. I'm going to give back my in my way and what was destined for me to give back, regardless of it was energy, money, time, words. Just know I'm giving back. Like, y'all, what's for me is for me, and what's for you is for you. Don't worry about me, and I won't worry about you. Like, I'll spit it to you. I'll rap it to you, sing it to you, beatbox it to you, MC it to you. However you need it delivered, I'll deliver it. But you ain't finna sit out here and just tell me about who I am and what I am and what I'm gonna be. You're not gonna keep me in a box because that's where you trapped. I'm not trapped in no box. The world is my canvas, and my presence is my paintbrush. And I'm gonna paint one of the most beautiful, the most beautiful painting y'all ever see. Like, and if y'all don't even like it, that's okay, because it's for me. This is for me. Then I'll be there for you. Keep it real with me, I keep it real with you. I'm sorry. I've been in that type of mood. I've been listening to some older hip hop and rap, you know, MCs. You know, I've been listening to Redman, Method Man, Wu-Tang this week. Been listening to Nas, Jay-Z. I've really been in, like, old school music this week, because every week it's a different, I feel like every week or every 2 weeks is a different genre of music based upon how I'm feeling in life and how I'm growing. I be just wanting to share my vibrations with people when I listen to that music, because people don't understand, music is their way of communicating. Like, some people really be telling y'all some real stuff, and then some people just be telling y'all some bullshit. Like, some people just don't be telling y'all shit, nothing. Like, they just be talking. Like, and I ain't mad at nobody. Get your bag, bro. That ain't my look, man. I tell anybody, just because I don't like your stuff don't mean somebody else won't like your stuff. That don't mean somebody else won't enjoy what you got going on just because I don't like it. people, that's what people don't understand. Like, I'm going to continue to be who I am because there's a lot of people out here that enjoy and benefit from my presence and from my experiences and my growth. Like, people are like, wow, I'm living through you. Like, you giving me life. Like, and I'm just all here living because that's all I want to do. Because, like you don't live forever. You don't live forever. And it's like, bro, if you spend all your time worrying about living forever, you're not going to enjoy what you're living right now. And I missed there's too many things in life that I did not fully get to enjoy because I was so worried about the future. When I was younger, I was so worried about the future. I was so worried about the future. Trying to plan, prepare, try to be the best, I'm trying to have my degree by this age. I'm trying to be married by this age. I'm trying to be on that type of timing. And the universe works in a mysterious ways, and I would never in my life see myself as this at 25. You feel me? I'm financially stable. I'm in a position, put myself in the bigger money. Like, it's trembling sometimes. It's scary because, you know, all I've known is jobs. All I've known is working for somebody else. All I've known. And based upon how much work and time and hard work that I put in, is how I get paid. It's straight work. I don't get paid for nothing. I gotta give something, regardless if that's me throwing his ass in circle or me out here tap dancing to my titties fall off. You gotta understand, I have to be out here doing something in return for nothing. And people be not understanding, like, because you gotta do that or work on this versus what I gotta supply to the people is different. The brand is Benzy, you feel me? People enjoy my body, people enjoy my words, people enjoy my presence, people enjoy me, people want to support and follow along on the journey. And it's like, you gotta understand, like, I'm ready to be on another level again. Like, it's time for me to go ahead and grow again and let go of a lot of stuff, and I'm handling stuff accordingly. I'm moving accordingly because a lot of people don't understand. Like, all it takes is one time, and you lose it all. And I don't think I want to lose what I've worked so hard for. Like, this shit took me a long time to get where I was at. I cried, begged, screamed, why? Like, I'm sitting here questioning, like, why the fuck I can't get this right? Why I can't do this? Why I'm not? And I just had to work harder. I had to keep working, bro. This shit, no, it don't come overnight. I'm sorry. I'm not here to tell y'all no fairy tales. I'm here to tell you the honest, cold truth. You gotta get it out the mud. Some of us are not blessed to be in certain positions, and some of us are. If you're blessed to be put in a position, use your head start to even get further. Don't be stifled or trifled or whatever in one spot. Like, don't be stagnant in one spot. You were blessed with the opportunity to be put on further, and because you want to be in the struggle to prove something, I will respect you so much more if you be like, I got this, but I did. You feel me? Like, you went further with it. You went further with it. No, you're staying in your lane. A lot of people don't understand the struggle is not. Y'all want the struggles. Y'all want the pains. Y'all don't want the traumas. Y'all don't want the pains. Y'all don't want the hurt. Y'all don't want the uncertainty. Y'all don't want that. Like, it took me a long time to, like, I'm at an age in my life where I don't even, like, blame people for how they act. Like, I'm trying to learn to not blame people for how they act. If anything, I feel sorry for you. Because you live in this toxic ass world, this unhappiness, this uncertainty, and you're not able to change it. So you just living in this. You living in this darkness, this misery, and some people live in it for years, decades, lifetimes. People die in this negative pot, and I'm just like, I can't do that. I can't. Because there's been times in my life where, because of decisions that I've made, I've been extremely happy. But then again, it was just like, was it really worth it? Was it worth all of that? Was it worth all the BS, the screaming, the begging, the understanding, the wanting the person to grow more? Was it worth it? But then you have to understand you don't grow at other people. Other people don't grow on other people's time. I had to learn that. I had to learn that too. Like, I didn't take it against nobody of people what didn't come on my journey with me. Because there's people to this day that I wish was still part of my journey. But it ain't nothing but love, because that's just how life works. So I'm the type of person that I am. I have to remove people out of my life, because I give my all to somebody. I give all of me, all. And even with the internet, like, I was giving nothing but the rawness. I was giving it. And I was just like, people didn't appreciate the fact I'd be 100 about, so I ain't got a cap, ain't got a lie. This is who I am. When I'm lying about something, that mean you don't need to be knowing about it. Because some things the internet don't need to know about. Y'all got to understand, there's people out here miserable. There's people out here that want to take off my plate. It's motherfuckers out here want to see me starve. It's people that steal from me every day. Y'all got to understand, the higher you go up, the bigger the target that you is. People want what you got. People hate that you got it. But don't understand, a lot of people out here worked for it. We put in time that a lot of y'all haven't even started even writing a blueprint out for. Like, sometimes I be like, I can't believe that I'm where I'm at. But I want to go higher, though. I'm like, how am I going to go higher if I'm nervous? Why am I not doing certain things? There's certain things I ain't out here doing because I'm nervous that I'm not good enough, because the world keep telling me I ain't good enough. And I had to go back to the past when I started dancing, and the people that I grew up with and people I worked with told me I was too good to dance, or I was better than it, or I wasn't good enough for this and that and the third. You know, I had to go back to then, and I bossed up and moved on. I bossed up and moved on. But I reminded myself, like, I'm not gonna change my character. Like, it be like, you feel me? Because I told y'all where I was going in life. I'm not finna keep playing. I'm just gonna show y'all where I go. Man, a year from now, I'm probably gonna be sitting in a crazy condo or something. Like, because that's where I just see myself. I just see myself on higher levels, different ways of exquisite livings, experiencing things for what they is, talking and enjoying people for what the world is. And a lot of people don't understand. Like, I don't need y'all to approve and okay and know, nay, say what I got going on. If anything, you better be just buckle in and enjoy the ride, because I'm driving this bus wherever I feel. I'm driving this Benz wherever I'm going. Like, I'm doing what I want. I'm living in my truth, and I'm happy with what I'm living in my truth. But I want to improve myself. I want to grow myself. I want to be bigger than what I just, I want to go. I just want to go up. I want to go up. I can't even explain. I just want to go up, and I'm just working towards that. I'm getting my health together. I'm working on myself. I'm working with people. But people got to understand that I'm a hustler, and I move accordingly. Like, I put myself in a position where I can pick and choose who I work with. I can pick and choose who I want to collab with. I can pick and choose because I built my brand, my personality, my energy, my swag to that. When you put in time and everything and effort into that, y'all are allowed to decide who y'all want to deal with and who y'all want to be around. But understand this, like, people are allowed to turn me down and they don't want to work with me and do with me. And I don't even get mad. It's the business. I'm all about business. Y'all got to understand, I'm about business out here. I'm not taking nothing else personal. Everything business, about money, baby. I'm a hustler. And I'm going to show the world that being a hustler ain't gonna stop me from being 100 neither. It's not gonna stop me from being real or honest with myself. I live in my truth every day because this is who I am. Because the only person that gotta be at peace with what you've been doing is yourself. I don't need to be at peace with nobody that ain't me. If you ain't me, I don't have to be at peace with you. I don't have to run nothing by nobody. I had to learn that. I had to stop doing that. It became a habit. Trying to get validation from motherfuckers that wouldn't even piss on you if it was on fire, man. Like, fuck out of here. That's all I'm saying, like. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, though. This is Blatantly Disrespectful, episode 5. And I appreciate y'all for listening in. Hey, I'm going to have a suggestion box on my website, therealLilBenzy.com. I'll pin it in the video and on the website. I appreciate y'all for listening. And y'all have a blessed day.